World's first lab-grown chicken strips announced. Americans love chicken. In fact, it's the most popular meat in the United States. Americans eat more than 8 billion chickens per year. But bringing all of that chicken to the dinner table creates a lot of big problems. Meat production is bad for the environment and the welfare of the animals. Plus, it's really quite inefficient and unsustainable. Well, a high-tech food company in California may have the solution. In March of this year, Memphis Meats, a pioneer in the clean meat movement, announced the first chicken meat grown in a lab from chicken cells. They invited taste testers to sample the chicken in front of the media. Those who tried it said that it tasted like real chicken, just a little spongier. You may have to wait a while before you see the high-tech chicken in your local supermarket. It's still extremely expensive to produce. They estimate that 1 kilogram cost almost $20,000. According to the company, that price should come down, and they plan to release a reasonably priced product by 2021. World's first lab-grown chicken strips announced. Americans love chicken. In fact, it's the most popular meat in the United States. Americans eat more than 8 billion chickens per year. But bringing all of that chicken to the dinner table creates a lot of big problems. Meat production is bad for the environment and the welfare of the animals. Plus, it's really quite inefficient and unsustainable. Well, a high-tech food company in California may have the solution. In March of this year, Memphis Meats, a pioneer in the clean meat movement, announced the first chicken meat grown in a lab from chicken cells. They invited taste testers to sample the chicken in front of the media. Those who tried it said that it tasted like real chicken, just a little spongier. You may have to wait a while before you see the high-tech chicken in your local supermarket. It's still extremely expensive to produce. They estimate that 1 kilogram cost almost $20,000. According to the company, that price should come down, and they plan to release a reasonably priced product by 2021.